This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And we're kicking off the second hour of the program. Coming up, big news for Bitcoin and Uber in Argentina here in moments. But we're talking about the Hillary Clinton debacle. There was this thing with the email. She was running some sort of illegal email server or a private email server, but doing business with government business over it.
There was classified information running through a private, unsecured email server.
And I think it bears pointing out that there's lots of different types of classified, right? There's, you know, your average run-of-the-mill on up to super top secret or whatever the terminologies are, but there's different aspects of this. And people will point that one of the reasons I want to say that is people will point it out over and over again. The Hillary apologists will say, hey, you don't even know what classified is. So I'm not going to claim to know what classified is, but I am going to claim this. If you did it, your butt would be in jail.
Yes.
So what's the latest?
Well, did you guys go over James Comey's statement?
I don't know who that is.
He's the director of the FBI. Okay. He's the guy that said Hillary did a bunch of illegal things, but she didn't intend to do illegal things, so therefore don't charge her.
However, he did call her – okay, the law says that you can only, you have to be grossly negligent. He did call her, like, utterly careless or some term.
Well, I've skimmed through the – like, you know, fairly lengthy statement and pulled out what I would consider the highlights of the statement. Is it okay if I go through these? He says, although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate the laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive.
They're not grossly negligent, Ian. They're extremely careless. The law says grossly negligent.
Right. Extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. So this is the head of the FBI saying it's highly classified.
He should go to prison.
None of these emails.
I'm sorry. Look, when the highest FBI agent in the land refuses to charge somebody that he goes out and says is guilty,
well, Daryl says they can't charge.
Deserves prison.
He says they can't charge.
The FBI doesn't actually put the charges. They have the Department of Justice put the charges.
The
but he's
attorney.
Recommending that the Department of Justice not pursue charges.
They're a policing organization that doesn't arrest?
They can arrest, but they do not prosecute. The Department of Justice prosecutes.
Then arrest her.
Well, normally when the arrest happens, a charge is brought by a lower, you know, if it's state cops or local cops, they bring a charge with the arrest. You generally can't arrest someone without some sort of charge. So you're saying FBI can arrest but not charge?
The FBI, when they came in here
with
a warrant, they could have arrested anybody
if there
was a charge.
Well,
if they told the Department of Justice, we want to charge this person,
Well, then they would
the Department of Justice would say, okay. It's like if I, you know, jaywalk and the Keene police find, oh, Daryl's got a warrant in South Carolina, then they can arrest me and then decide to drop whatever charge they were pursuing. That's the way policing works. They can arrest somebody and then, oh, we're not
continuing the charges later, sure. But so what you're saying is the FBI would have to have an indictment from a U.S. attorney in order to make an arrest on somebody, generally. But like, I'm sure that if the FBI were in here and someone attacked them, which wouldn't happen, but if that happened, they would likely have the authority to arrest that person.
Yes, because they're basically the federal level of police.
Right. So, and police charge people all the time.
Right.
I would just because a prosecutor doesn't choose to pursue that charge doesn't mean that the police didn't charge anybody. I guess if we're going to have this distinction here,
I think you're right about that. And I think because you know, there might be something that I don't understand as far as why it's the Department of Justice that would have to issue this charge.
Well,
instead of the director of the FBI, but the director of the FBI has told the Department of Justice, do not charge Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I think Daryl's probably right that the FBI generally does investigations, feeds information to the Department of
and
Justice.
And then recommends that a charge. I know that's what's happening here.
And then
James Comey told Loretta Lynch, do not charge Hillary Clinton.
Gotcha.
But let me finish going through the highlights or lowlights of his statement. He says none of these emails should have been on any kind of unclassified system,
but
their presence is especially concerning because all of these emails were housed on unclassified personal servers, not even supported by full-time security staff like those found at the departments and agencies of the U.S. government, or even with a commercial service like Gmail.
So totally,
Hillary's emails were going through something less secure than Gmail.
So an amateur system of some sort.
Yes.
Okay.
Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a charge. Mm. Probably because a reasonable prosecutor would realize that, you know, there's been a lot of mysterious deaths involved with the Clintons.
Mm.
And if they wind up bringing forth charges, they might just, you know, suspiciously kill themselves by stabbing themselves in the neck 39 times.
Now, you're referring to, you know, some theories that go back for decades, right? Like,
yes,
back into when the Clintons, or when Bill Clinton was the Arkansas governor. There were some. I remember watching when I was a teenager. My dad had one of those like Bill Clinton conspiracy theory movies,
right,
or whatever, where they go over some of these things. Vince Foster, I guess, is probably the most famous,
yeah,
version of this. But there have been apparently a lot of people who have mysteriously dropped dead that have had connections with the Clintons.
Comey's statement continues, and looking back at our investigations into mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing a criminal charge on these facts. All the cases prosecuted involve some combination of clearly intentional and willful mishandling of classified information, or vast quantities of material exposed in such a way as to support an inference of intentional misconduct, or indications of disloyalty to the United States, or efforts to obstruct justice.
Hmm.
We do not see these things here. To be clear...
Oh, she's definitely loyal to the United States. I mean, they're going to protect her on this one.
To be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences, but that is not what we are deciding here.
So what he just said was that you, if you were in this circumstance instead of Hillary, would face charges.
You, right? Me, Private Manning, yeah. Thomas Drake, John
so
Kirikou.
Right, I mean, he's just coming right out and saying, yeah, this is our girl, we're protecting her, but everybody else, if you did the same thing, you'd be going to prison.
Yes. That's what he said.
Yeah.
It's stunning to me how brazen they've become. The people in the government are just basically saying, there are two classes of people, those that need to obey the law, and those that work for the law.
That's right.
We make the rules, might makes right, and we're mightier than you.
So
pay your taxes, citizen.
I think it's great that they're finally coming right out there with it. I mean, it's not like it's the first time that it's been obvious to anyone who's paid attention that there's two classes of men and women in this country, the government-connected class and then the rest of us. But, you know, it's always nice when they come right out and admit it. Maybe some people will pay attention and they'll figure out that, you know, these things aren't going to go away, that the preferences, the state's preferences for its own people are going to continue.
One more quote here from the statement. He says, as a result, although the Department of Justice makes final decisions on matters like this, we are expressing to Justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case. So the FBI is recommending to the Department of Justice not to bring any charges.
Well, okay, so here's what I'm just going to predict what the conservative talk shows or whatever, or the conservative media,
okay,
will say about this.
Okay.
All right, this is why we need to get Trump in there so he can bring Clinton up on charges. He needs to clean house at the FBI and the Justice Department.
It sounds like one of the pluses.
Well, James Comey is going to have to answer
Oh?
to Congress.
Whoopie-doo. We'll continue. We'll share with that.
Yes.
Consider me unconcerned, but maybe there's... We'll find out more, because I don't know much about it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Remember, Trump is buddies with Hillary Clinton, and apparently so are the Libertarian candidates as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You know, there are a lot of choices out there when it comes to cryptocurrency wallets, but there's only one that I know of that holds Bitcoin, Ether, and the new DAO tokens. You can get it at jax.io. It's Jax, J-A-X-X.io. It's also available through the app stores, Google or Apple. Your data is stored client-side, which means the company that made Jax has, they don't have access to your funds. It's cross-platform, so you can access your Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens via your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, your desktop, pretty much any operating system out there. It's pretty handy. So go to jax.io. Their ultimate aim is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. It's control in the palm of your hand. Jax, J-A-X-X. .io. As we continue, hear more about the Hillary Clinton email situation here in moments. First up, though, Sarah, listening in Albuquerque, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. You know what? I just heard this morning that Las Cruces and Santa Fe, they just turned back their red light cameras back on. They had those cameras there before. Like, Las Cruces had three. And they, when ours, Albuquerque got taken down, they took theirs down like a year later. But both of those cities, turned it back on and got speeding banned. So now we have three cities, Rio Rancho, all three of them had red light cameras. So.
And does that make you happy? Are you excited about that?
Well, I am, I'm very excited because it's a matter of time that we're going to get ours turned back on here. Albuquerque, you know what? We killed 27 pedestrians within city limit 2014. I mean,
how many of them were drunk?
You mean the pedestrians?
Yeah, how many of the pedestrians were drunk?
Quite a
because,
few, I bet.
According to the numbers we talked about, I believe it was on Sunday on the show, it turns out that New Mexico is number one in pedestrian deaths, as you had pointed out, but it's because... Well, apparently there's a lot of alcohol-related deaths because the pedestrians are drunk.
They're stumbling into the roadway.
Yeah, yeah. And you get squished out there, you know?
But you really don't care.
Why do you think red light cameras are going to make everything better? They tend to make the road more dangerous, as we've read in many studies.
We pointed that out to her on multiple occasions.
But she doesn't care. She has a pathological fear of cars, but I'm trying to get her to talk about it. Sarah?
Wait. Let me. I will explain to you why. Because, you know... 8 years ago, we only killed 47 pedestrians in the entire state when we still had five cameras in Albuquerque, two in Rio Rancho, and three in Las Cruces. And then we had the red light
camera. Why would a red light camera make it more or less likely, or you're saying less likely, that a pedestrian would be hit?
Well, it shows that when we...
Are you saying that pedestrians get hit more often at intersections? Just because that's where they are? I mean, it would seem that it would be safer to cross at an intersection than it would just randomly across any point of the road, to jaywalk, if you will.
But why is it that year that we only killed 31 in our county and 47 in the entire state? We were actually seventh in the nation. Seventh. We were low as the seventh. Now we jumped back to number one. So then more people died crossing at the intersection because drivers were just careless.
Well, you don't know that, right? You don't know that. You just know the raw death numbers. You don't know where they actually died.
Supposedly. I haven't seen these numbers, and I tend to...
But you're making that up, right, Sarah? You're just presuming it happened in an intersection.
Well, the thing is, when they had the cameras, they were a lot more careful.
You are making it up, though, right? Just to clarify, because it's obvious you're making it up because you're dodging that question.
No, it was an actual statistic. If you were to look it up to 8 years ago, we were the seventh in the nation. Only
yeah, I'm not saying that you weren't the seventh in the nation. The part you're making up is that they're all happening at red, or that, you know, most of them or whatever are happening at red lights.
We're pointing out causation versus correlation.
What does that mean, Mark?
So what you're saying is the red light cameras were working and there were fewer pedestrian deaths. So therefore, and this is where you make the mistake, that because the red light cameras were there, there were fewer pedestrian deaths, and we don't know that. We would have to know why there were fewer pedestrian deaths, and maybe it was just one of those things about numbers. I work for a fire department. Some weeks we have 14 calls. Some weeks we have zero. We don't know any. We don't know what's going to happen.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Coming up here tonight, we've got the latest from Uber in Argentina. Apparently the government down there has blocked credit cards for Uber, and so they're moving to Bitcoin, which is something that a lot of us have been hoping for. And Arcade City's about ready to take off with a new app, which is also very exciting. But Daryl, you were sharing with us some excerpts from the FBI director, and then you were going to give us something else related, I think.
Yeah, so James Comey, who's the director of the FBI, and I went through all of what I wanted to from his statement that he made publicly about why Hillary is corrupt and did all sorts of illegal things, but should not be charged because she did not intend to violate the law.
I tried that in court, and it didn't work out for me.
Right. Well, that's because the thing that you were charged with, the word intent, was not in the statute.
Well, one of them was. The other one wasn't.
There are two statutes that are in play here, though, Daryl. One of them includes the term gross negligence, and negligence can, by its very definition, not have intent.
Yes. Yeah, she was extremely careless, but not grossly negligent.
It's
very
ridiculous.
Very close. You know, she just wasn't quite there.
In fact, she was really, really negligent, but not grossly negligent.
Yes. But nonetheless, FBI Director James Comey has been summoned to Congress to testify tomorrow to explain his decision to recommend no criminal charges against Hillary. That, according to the House Committee Chairman, of whatever committee it is. The article here is poorly written.
So what are they going to do? They're going to call him in. They're going to grill him with some tough questions. And he's going to say, well, you know, it's our decision.
That's the plan.
Uh-huh.
However, I believe this is the Washington Post. It says the FBI did not immediately confirm whether Mr. Comey would comply. But the announcement by Representative Jason Chaffetz of Utah, chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, came after House Speaker Paul Ryan said that Mrs. Clinton should be barred from receiving classified information, an extraordinary recommendation, even if it is certain to be ignored by the Obama administration. And I guess, should Hillary be elected, she will most certainly ignore the House recommendation that she not, you know, be able to look at classified information. In addition, Attorney General Loretta Lynch will appear Tuesday before the House Judiciary Committee, and that committee's chairman, Bob Goodlatte of Virginia, made it clear that he would focus on Mrs. Lynch's impromptu meeting with former President Bill Clinton ahead of the FBI's announcement. And this is rather suspicious, the whole thing where Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton happened to have been at an airport at the same time, and he got off of his private plane and went over to her private plane, and they chatted for half an hour about the grandkids.
Yeah.
Oh.
So suspicious.
The way the caller was telling it the other night, it just sounded like they both happened to be in first class on a major flight together.
No. He got off of his plane and went across the tarmac to hers.
That's a little different than what
grandkids
I was...
don't want to see grandma in prison.
When I heard 855, 453, it's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. The number here, 855-450-FREE. Discussing the Hillary Clinton debacle, a lot of people are shocked. A lot of the conservative types are outraged that the FBI, their heroes, their police heroes, will not indict Hillary Clinton for an ostensible violation of some sort of law.
And I think the libertarians are just sitting here like, oh, yeah, I told you so.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we said the other night. Right.
Whatever.
I hadn't even heard the news, and somebody called in and like, what do you think about this? What? Am I supposed to be surprised that they're not going to go after one of their own people? It doesn't matter whether you're conservative or liberal. Look, they're all on the same team. They want to make you feel like they don't like each other. They all hang out at, like, the same galas and balls. They're in the same clubs, the Skull and Bones, the Bilderbergs. I mean, they all, the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, they all are buddy-buddy. There's that picture of Donald Trump, with his arm around Hillary or something like that.
Yeah.
Like they're old pals. There have been pictures of Bill Clinton taken with George W. Bush, like that they're just hanging out. You know, oh, hey, buddy! Hey! You know, that's how these people are. They want you to believe there's a difference between them, but ultimately they're all in favor of enlarging the state, having the state have more power over your life. The disagreements between them are just minor quibbles on which direction the state should grow.
Yeah. And I love the quote from Jesse Ventura, and I don't remember it verbatim, but it was something along the lines of, politics is a lot like pro wrestling. In front of the cameras, they argue and fight, but behind the cameras, they share beers with one another.
Yep, exactly. So where are we on this thing? We got more. Actually, Ricky's on the line.
There's a little bit more from this article, and it's actually from the New York Times. I thought it was the Washington Post.
We'll get a little bit further into that. But first, Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. Ricky, go ahead with your thoughts.
Ian, good evening.
Hey, you're actually on with Ian, Mark, and Daryl.
Daryl. I love you, Daryl.
Aww.
Thank you, Ricky.
Sweet. The future.
Okay. Mark gets no love.
Hillary
okay, go ahead.
How she got hacked. This is going to be broken into two parts. The other part tomorrow is who she was being protected from. Now, do you want to know how she got hacked?
Wasn't there some...
Call me a fanboy, Ian, I'll tell you.
Guccifer, wasn't that his name? A hacker of some sort?
Guccifer?
No, I can tell you how... No, you called me a fanboy the other night. I won't tell you how she got hacked.
A fanboy? What did I call you a fanboy of?
For the Microsoft thing.
Oh, yeah, you kept dropping Bing. He called in and dropped Microsoft Bing's name on here a bunch of times. It almost sounded like you're holding Microsoft stock and trying to promote something. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, you got to remember this was 2009. I was carrying a smartphone in 2000, and the end of 2004. It was called a Nokia 6620, a piece of history. Hillary Clinton was, they were protecting her. She wanted a better phone. Now, Obama was carrying a BlackBerry. Now, the thing was, she was offered a General Dynamics Spectra Edge that was then further, it was certified for the NSA. She didn't want this. She wanted something newer. Now, that's where I'm going to get into tomorrow.
How do you know that? Happened?
Yeah, I mean, this is a claim.
Phone.
What?
Your thing
phone.
Is phones. So what, were you the phone salesman or something? Like, how did you know that she wanted this different model and was even offered the other model in the first place?
First of all, this came out. Second of all, I'm familiar with the high-end security because of what I do. I carry a more secure phone than you guys do. We'll get into that tomorrow.
Probably.
He's teasing his next call. This
awesome.
Is interesting. I got to say.
I got to tell you tomorrow who it is and why. Now, I'll tell you how she got hacked. She got hacked by the phone. And because, see, I was carrying an 07, a Blackjack. It was a Samsung device running Windows Mobile 6. Basically, it was Windows RT, the same thing that was on the original Surface.
Windows RT? Is that the Russia Today version of Windows?
No, it's a long story. Forget about that.
I bet it is.
Can you please?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Okay.
So what time period is this? Because I don't recognize what a Samsung Blackjack is. I'm sorry, what time frame are we talking about?
2007.
Okay. Before the iPhone. This all started way back. All right, go ahead.
She wasn't even Secretary of State at that time.
Correct. She was running for the 2008 Democratic presidential nomination.
So how is what her
goes back? That's part of the story, Daryl.
Wait a minute. So how is it that her phone that she had in the year 2007 has anything to do with the email server getting hacked?
I'm going to tell you how, because this goes back to 2009. You guys got to do your research better, and you got to get a better
idea. Oh, no. I don't think I really care that much. Go ahead.
It is important. Okay. What happened... Ian, trust me on this.
No, I don't. I don't know who you are. I'm sorry.
Go on.
Okay,
you're a caller.
No.
Spit it out.
No, that had call encryption like Signal before that existed. It
oh, really?
It had a secure email server. It ran Windows CE. The same
Windows
thing
CE.
Used to be on the HP Palm.
Right. Okay.
And also on the Sega Dreamcast.
You are all over the place.
No, that's a fact. That is not all over the place. You guys.
You are so funny. While it is true that you can actually run a version of Windows on the Sega Dreamcast, I don't know what that has anything to do with.
It runs Windows CE.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm just telling you reference to it because you got before your time.
Actually, I have a Sega Dreamcast, so no, it's not before my time.
Just listen to me, Ian.
We're listening closely with rapt attention.
They hacked her through the phone. The rumor in the high-tech community, and this is 2009, something brand new came out that wasn't even good at making phone calls called an iPhone. That's the rumor. And that rumor's been around a while. Now, I can tell you how she got hacked.
You just said it was through the phone.
Androids and iPhones. I don't.
Yeah. What phone are you using?
By all means,
the Windows phone. He told us that the first time he called in.
Lumia 950.
Huh?
I guarantee. Lumia 950.
Lumia 950. All right. So you've thrown out a bunch of phone names. You've thrown out some dates.
It was $4,000. It cost.
Just because you know a bunch of phone model names. Just because you know a bunch of phone model names is not persuasive to me that you know a thing or two about what happened with Hillary Clinton getting hacked. Were you
certainly
in the NSA, sir?
Not at all.
Okay.
But I'm tech. Ian, look it up. You guys, it's on the internet.
I don't care.
There's a bunch of stuff on the internet that's not true.
Right. There's this hacker, he hacked their server. That wasn't, you know, are you going to say that she got socially engineered through her phone? What was it that was on her phone that allowed the hacker to get into her email server?
He ran her private server. That's not how he got her. The hacker or hackers, okay, got her through the device. It's called a remote attack. Androids incredibly vulnerable to those because of their core. Right. The core of Androids flawed to this day. And
may be true, but I don't think you've persuaded me in any way, shape, or form to believe that Hillary Clinton, number one, would have any kind of administrative access to her server. She's a dumb politician.
She took it on her own. It's never been disclosed that it was an iPhone. She denied that.
I don't think any of this is even relevant whatsoever. Look, I thank you for the call tonight, Ricky, and it'll be interesting to actually, I hope that he'll call in when TJ the Spy is on the show with us. So TJ, who actually worked for the NSA at some point in the past, might have some, real good questions to ask him. Look, Hillary Clinton may have had a private email server, but what are the odds she ever did any kind of administering of that email server? I mean, come on. This lady doesn't even know how to drive. She doesn't know anything about administering an email server.
When she was asked if she wiped the server, she said, "You mean with a cloth?"
Exactly. Now, maybe she was playing dumb, but I suspect she actually doesn't know a damn thing about server administration.
Yeah. Well, come on. I've got to be more savvy on the internet than she is, and I don't know anything about server administration.
Exactly. The idea that somehow the hacker accessed her server through her phone or was able to get some sort of keys or passcode just doesn't make any sense. She wouldn't have been the person with possession of the access to, I don't think, to that server. You can share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-689-2939. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-689-2939. 1-800-689-2939.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The toll free number that allows you to join us on the radio is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Coming up, interesting news for Bitcoiners in Argentina. That's related to Uber. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Mark, tell me about Freedom Fest.
Well, Freedom Fest is, it's coming up really soon. It's July the 13th through the 16th in at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. It's going to be a huge event. It is the biggest, and there's a lot of events out there that will just throw this terminology around, but it is the biggest liberty-oriented event out there. It's the best. It's in Las Vegas. They'll have Rand Paul, Gary Johnson, Ed Asner, George Foreman, Doug Casey, John Mackey from Whole Foods, and it's going to be a... it's going to be a great event. Now, we do have a coupon code for you to get a steep discount. So just go to freedomfest.com. When you check out, use coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. It has to be in all caps. That is important if you wish to get the discount.
All right.
Don't miss out on this amazing event, freedomfest.com. I will be there doing interviews as I have for the last couple, and I really enjoy the event. I think it's great. Come hang out with me and my wife, and we'll have a good old time.
What were the dates for Freedom Fest again?
13th through the 16th at Planet Hollywood.
This month?
Yeah, it's
right. Coming up.
Yeah, it's I'm going to be gone.
Okay, all right. Wow, you've got a busy week.
Yep.
Freedom Fest, then D10E.
Then D10E, yeah.
Wow, all right.
You'll be rid of us for a while. Rid of me for a while. Daryl's going to take over in our absence.
He kind of already has taken over for you. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. All right, so did you say there was more Hillary mumbo-jumbo?
There is a little bit more Hillary mumbo-jumbo. And just to recap, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, chaired by Representative Jason Chaffetz of Utah, has summoned James Comey to testify or answer some questions in their committee tomorrow. And there's another committee, the House Judiciary Committee, chaired by Representative Bob Goodlatte of Virginia, who has summoned Loretta Lynch to testify, Representative Goodlatte says the decision not to prosecute is uniquely troubling in light of Attorney General Lynch's secret meeting with former President Bill Clinton. No one is above the law.
And Lynch is, as the Attorney General, the head of the U.S. Attorney's, the Justice Department.
Yes, she is the top prosecutor in the country. So if she says prosecute, somebody's getting prosecuted. If she says don't do it, then
right.
It's not happening. Speaker Paul Ryan's comments and the grilling of Comey and Lynch may escalate a political confrontation between Democrats and Republicans just days before Congress breaks for a recess so the major parties can hold their presidential nominating conventions, both coming up towards the end of the month. Compounding the tension, Donald Trump will visit Capitol Hill on Thursday morning to meet with House Republicans. Paul Ryan said, what bothers me about this is the Clintons really are living above the law. They're being held by a different set of standards that is clearly what it looks like. This is why we're going to have hearings, and this is why I think Comey should give us all the publicly available information to see how and why they reach these conclusions.
It's all tough talk, window dressing. It is meaningless. I mean, these guys aren't stupid. They know they're all above the law. They're all part of the same club for the most part. Every now and then, one of them gets sacrificed to, you know, the system. I had asked
just
the other
about
night,
all the governors of Illinois, though.
I had asked the other night. Well, I'd asked the other night on the air, you know, who was the last person in D.C. of any kind of significance to get gone after, to have, you know, criminal charges brought
David
against
Petraeus.
Them? And that was the military guy?
Yes. He shared some classified information with his mistress who was writing his biography. And
what
he wound up taking a plea deal and getting
a couple years.
I don't recall if there was jail time, but I
Come
know
on.
there's
never
probation.
Jail time. Almost never jail time for these people. And I got to give credit to James Wittekind. He actually sent a message on Skype saying Scooter Libby. I didn't even think of that name, but I guess he was somewhat high ranked.
Scooter Libby was
pants,
prosecuted and then I think almost immediately given a pardon.
Is that right? So, yeah. So even in the instances where it looks like they're coming after one of them, ultimately, there's very little in the way of consequences. The Illinois governor is excluded. That's sort of like a weird case where there's actual corruption and actual prosecutions.
They just keep going to jail.
And prison
time. This isn't corruption?
Right. No. Well, I guess, I'm sorry. They're actually going after corrupt politicians in Illinois, even though the state's full of them. So that's one of the oddballs or odd men out, if you will, as far as these.
I just want to know why governors don't get the same pass, because it's clear that, I mean, you know, the head of the FBI said that Clinton broke the law and then said they weren't going to recommend charges against her, meaning that they won't charge her herself.
Mm-hmm. And then the Speaker of the House in Alabama was recently convicted on a bunch of ethics violations and removed from office. So there's somebody else. Also, not D.C.
But didn't go to prison?
He has not yet been sentenced.
I see. So, yeah, I mean, I just don't believe it. This Paul Ryan, he's just doing political posturing. He wants to,
of course he is.
He wants the Republicans to think he's some sort of hero for
it's
trying
to. It's an election year. He's
right.
Got to put on a good show in front of the crowd.
That's all this is. Well, it's just a show.
I think these people genuinely don't get along or whatever, but they still.
They got you fooled.
They still believe that there's a, that there's this, the deference to power, that there's a, that people who are in the business deserve a certain deference. And, well, you know, anybody, frankly, I don't think it's that big of a deal for somebody to want an email server at their house. I don't think that's that big of a deal. I think the United States government shouldn't have as many secrets as it has, and that way there wouldn't be the problem of all this classified stuff. But, it colored me unsurprised that the FBI decided not to do anything about this. They don't want the trouble.
Yep. All right. We got anything else?
Nope.
toll-free number tonight. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you actually think that the Republicans really care about this, that they actually really want to stick it to Hillary, and that the darn FBI, they're just standing in the way of what they really want. I don't believe it. I think it's all just posturing, that this Paul Ryan, he just wants to look like he is some sort of hero to these Republicans out there, so he can get campaign contributions, he can get campaign volunteers,
well,
or whatever.
Sure, he wants to look good. If this is the case, Ian, if what you're saying is true, they're all on one big team, and that team is them versus us. I agree with that statement. But why haven't they passed, why haven't the Republicans allowed the Democrats to pass the status laws that they wanted to pass in the last few years where the Republicans have controlled
the House?
You
mean they haven't? Isn't there Obamacare?
Obamacare didn't go through with the Republican House.
Okay. So they don't...
There was like... you know, there's like 2 months in 2008 that, you know, that the Democrats controlled everything, except they didn't have a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate.
Well, it wouldn't be good for their fundraising if they just went along with the Democrats on everything. I mean,
if they want to stop the Democrat from getting into, if they want the Republican in the White House, then getting the Democrat arrested would be really, really beneficial.
Well, but some of them don't want the Republican in the White House. There's a big anti-Trump campaign within the Republican Party. They're sort of splitting the
Republicans. If they had that kind of control, they could just kick Trump out of the convention. They could have rigged the elections in the beginning. They could have kicked Trump out of the they could kick Trump out and then put in whoever they want to put in, and then put that person into office, but because they'll cakewalk through this. Clinton would have lost to anyone except Trump. Trump was the worst choice. Clinton was the worst choice. We get a choice between the worst choices.
That there's still a theoretical possibility that Donald Trump does not become the Republican nominee if enough delegates that are pledged to Trump just don't vote on the first round, to where Trump does not get a majority of votes eligible to be cast.
So if they just, like, whatever the reason, they could, like, not show up. Sorry, I was in the bathroom. You know, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah. That's,
if enough of them, then it goes to a second ballot, and nobody is bound to anybody on the second ballot.
And that's then someone else can throw in their hat into the second ballot, or can someone throw in on the first ballot? Like, is it going to be Trump versus Kasich? Has he even dropped out? Or, like,
it's Trump versus everybody that's won a certain number of...
six states, right?
Something like that. But that number could change before the beginning of the convention, because that's how they've got their thing set up.
All right.
Where they vote on rules, and then they vote on other stuff.
I'm not saying they all agree with one another, Mark. You know, people in search of power don't necessarily get along perfectly. They don't necessarily agree with one another, but they do agree, like I think what Darryl was saying, that they're going to give each other a pass. That they're all ultimately on the same team, and they're going in generally the same direction, and that they are a special class of people compared to the rest of us. I think most of them would probably agree on that, although they wouldn't admit it. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, but certainly within them there are personality conflicts and clashes, just like within any movement of human beings. Hour 3 is on the way.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.